Now, we're told here in verse 15, love not the world. Now, what world is he talking about here? He does not mean the world of creation. That is, the system and the order that you find in creation today. In spring, the flowers bloom and the trees put out leaves. And then in the fall, the leaves begin to turn all kinds of beautiful colors like yellow and gold and red. Then they fall off and winter comes and all of that. That's not the world that we're not to love. We're to love that world. God created it. It's God's creation. And we are to do that. The poet says, what is so rare as a day in June? When heaven tries earth, if it be in tune, and over it softly her warm ear lays, and whether we look or whether we listen, we hear life murmur or see it glisten. Now, you know, I said that by memory. I haven't repeated that in years. I learned that when I was in grammar school, and that has always stuck with me. My birthday's in June, and so I just always think in June how wonderful it is. How wonderful nature is. And somebody's put it like this. Heaven above is softer blue. Earth beneath is sweeter green. Something lives in every hue Christless eyes have never seen. Birds with gladder songs o'erflow. Flowers with deeper beauty shine. Since I know, as now I know, I am His and He is mine. Isn't that a lovely thing? That today, because he's the creator, we can love this physical creation. So he doesn't mean that. Well, there is another way that he's not talking about. He's not talking about humanity here. That is, mankind. Because we're told God so loved the world. The world of what? People. Human beings, if you please. That he gave his only begotten son. Well, what does he mean? Well, he's talking here about this world system that you and I are in today. And believe me, there is a world system today, and it's satanic. And he mentions it in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John in verse 30. Let me read that. Hereafter, he says, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me. The prince of this world. Of the world what? The world system. The civilization that you and I are in today with all of its governments. They belong to Satan, this system does. He offered the Lord Jesus the kingdoms of this world. And I don't think he left out the United States when he made the offer. It all belongs to him, and we're not to love this world today. And he mentions it again over here in the 16th chapter, verse 11. He says of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Again, the system that is satanic that is in this world today. And we are told over in Ephesians, the second chapter, and I want to turn there. And by the way, when he speaks there of the foundation of the world in verse 4 of chapter 1, he's talking there about the material creation. But when you come over to chapter 2, at verse 2, he says, in which in times past ye walked according to the course of this world. What is the course of this world? Well, this is a world today that's filled with greed, with selfish ambition, with fleshly pleasures, and with deceit, and lying, and danger. That's the world that you and I live in today. And he says to us, love not this world. And you are going to be obedient to one world or the other. You're either going to obey the world system today and live in it and enjoy it, or else you're going to obey God. Will you listen to Paul as he speaks in Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 14? Let me read this to you. But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Paul says there stands between me and this world system today, this satanic system, a cross. And both are bidding for me. And I, as a child of God, I am obedient unto him. And I glory in the cross of Christ. And you can be sure of one thing, the world today is not glorying in the cross of Christ at all. Now, Peter speaks of this same thing in the second chapter of 2 Peter, verse 20. He says, "For if after ye have escaped the pollutions of the world," the pollutions, and then he spoke before of the corruptions of the world. You and I live in a world that is corrupted and polluted, and we are hearing so much today about air pollution and water pollution. How about the mind polluted today by all of the pornography and all of the vile language? How about the spirit of man that's being dulled by these things? We are not to love the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father's not in him. You can't run with the devil's crowd all week and then run with the Lord's crowd on Sunday. You may run with them, but you sure are out of place, my friend. That's just something that you can't do. Now, we're in the world, but we're not of the world, and we have to move into the business world, many of us. Many of us have to move into even a social realm, but we don't have to be part of that social realm. He says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. In other words, a child of God today, as Paul was caught up in this, he said, I've discovered in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, and what I would not do, I'm doing it. Because he found out there's no power in the new nature. And he says, what I want to do, the new nature wants to do, that old nature balks at it. And that old nature backslides and will not do that thing. So that there is a real conflict that will go on in the heart of the Christian as long as he's in the world with that old nature. Because that old nature's geared to this world in which we live. It's meshed in to the program of the world.